Okay, the clock is ticking to find Mom that perfect Mother's Day gift. Mother's Day a week from Sunday. So perhaps the perfect bottle of wine would be the best way to show your love and affection.
Honey, I hope you're listening. Syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg is here to give us great choices Mom is sure to love in this week's Wine of the Week. Hello, Scott.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So what is your pick?
Do you know what's different? What? This time about the wine of the week.
Tell me.
I'm actually starting the Mother's Day segment a week early. Normally we're doing it just like a couple days before, but I thought,
yes,
let's give it a little runway here into this.
Well, let's do it. I mean, what do you think is nice for the mom who enjoys her wine?
Well, let's talk about flowers. You know, moms like flowers. Yeah. So why don't we start off with the non-vintage La Toradera Cuvée de Gabri Spumante Extra Dry Rosato.
Ooh, I love
Rosato,
the way you say
that. Right?
Nice.
Roses?
Yes.
Okay, that's a reach. Anyway, I don't think any Mother's Day celebration is complete without a little bit of bubbly. And, you know, the non-vintage sparkler from Italy is just, it's a great way to either start a day or end an evening. I love this wine. It's a blend of red wine grapes. Juice is quickly removed from skin contact, so you get that really pretty pink color. And then you got the lovely flavors of strawberry, a little cranberry, tart cherry, carried across the palate on these medium bubbles. What's not to love? I'd love to serve these with like a plate of strawberries, $18.
Okay. Okay. What about for moms who might like a little bling, a little jewelry when they open
jewelry
up the gift?
Yeah. So let's give her some sapphire, right?
Ah,
the
okay.
2011 Sapphire Hill Vineyards and Winery, Dry Creek Zinfandel from Sonoma, California. I'd like to spice up mom's Mother's Day with this pretty little Zin. It's grown on, the wine is made from grapes that are grown on 70-year-old Zinfandel vines, which is beautiful with a little touch of Petite Sirah there. Dominant flavors of black cherries, blueberries, a little red licorice on the palate. They just offer these subtle notes of black pepper and spices on the lengthy finish. Hey, listen, if mom's up for a barbecue, this would go great with burgers or ribs.
So what if your mom,
sorry, $28.
Nice. What if your mom is more than that? She doesn't like barbecues and she's extravagant and would like something luxurious,
something
Scott.
Really over the top?
Yes.
Hint,
well,
hint, Dave.
Yeah. Dave's my husband.
Well, Dave, if you're listening, it's the 2010 La Coya Diamond Mountain Cabernet Sauvignon. Now, this comes from Napa Valley, California. This is a big, huge wine, pure Cabernet Sauvignon, full of that black currant and rich plum scents on the nose, and then that deep, rich flavors of blackberry, black raspberries, black plums, and espresso. They just coat the entire tongue, lead to a long, stylish finish. Dave, if you're listening, it'll only set you back $150.
Oh, well,
wow.
I'm not getting that one.
Thanks, Scott. Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.